USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky addressed the Senate Monday afternoon as his colleagues prepared to vote for the $900 billion coronavirus relief package and said that they are no better than the socialist Democrats.
This bill is free money for everyone. Proponents don't care if you're fully employed or own your own house or own your own business. Free money for everyone, they cry. And yet, if free money were the answer, if money really grew on trees, why not give more free money? Why not give it out all the time?
The House voted 359-53 in favor of the relief bill, as did the Senate, 91-6. The relief package will send a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans, along with a new round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses, restaurants, and theaters. In Monday Night Football, the Bengals beat the Steelers 27-17. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Let's get a COVID-19 vaccine update.
A federal panel is recommending that people 75 years and older, as well as teachers, firefighters, and grocery store workers, should be next in line for coronavirus vaccines. That's not sitting well with some, though, who say the vaccine should be distributed to minorities and people of color first. As far as why he believes race is always brought into things, Republican Congressman-elect Burgess Owens says,
well, it's real simple. That's the way the left rolls. It's always about division. Why don't we just go ahead and we have those who are most at risk are our elderly, those who truly need to have some type of vaccine, some kind of protection. Let's take care of them first. And then, you know, I heard by the end of January, that could be all done with. That could be taken care of. We get back to normal. And at the end of the day, what should younger people be thinking about? Making sure those who are older, those who are more at risk are taken care of. That's the American way.
Owen speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals faced an 11-game losing streak to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have won 11 games this year. The Bengals, a lowly 2. Insert Week 15 upset of the week as the Cincinnati Bengals take away the win 27-17. The Steelers now on a 3-game losing streak. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger puts the burden on his shoulders.
I'm not consistent enough, which affects the offense because the ball's in my hand every play. I don't think anybody that plays this game at any position, whether it's week 1 or week 16, feels 100%. So, no, I would say that I don't feel 100%, but nobody does right now.
Sunday, the Steelers will host the Indianapolis Colts. The Bengals travel to Houston to play the Texans. Well, it looks like the Army college football team will get a bowl game after all this year. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
When the full schedule of bowl games was released over the weekend, Army's football team found themselves without an invitation to a postseason game, despite a 9-2 record and a Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Many believe the Black Knights were wrongly left out of a bowl game, while five SEC teams with losing records were going bowling. On Monday, one of those teams had to drop out because of a COVID outbreak. Tennessee was forced to pull out of the Liberty Bowl, and organizers then extended an invite to Army, who will now face the West Virginia Mountaineers in Memphis on New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.